This is 90.1 WABE. I'm Amy Kiley. Contributor Mara Davis and host emeritus Steve Goss bring you the highlights of the weekend's concert calendar. It's time for Mara's Music Mix.
Yeah, it's finally Friday. Steve Goss here, joined by Mara Davis, who's clutching her list of live music performances in and around Atlanta tonight and this weekend. You ready, Mara?
I'm ready. Let's start off tonight with Venkman's. Now, Venkman's is such a fun venue because the food is great, the vibe is great, and they book great live music. It's right on the Beltline, and so shout out to them. Tonight, the Charles Walker Band and Wasted Potential Brass Band, and they describe themselves as deliciously stanky, dynamically funky, recklessly hopeful. I love it all. Yeah. But this is a really, really big sound, a horn section, great singers. Don't wanna rub it all in your face, but the world's gonna know that you made a mistake. That's Charles Walker Band with Wasted Potential Brass Band at Venkman's tonight. If you are a hip-hop fan, this is a big convention of hip-hop that's coming to Phillips Arena Saturday night. It's part of a V103 concert, and they're doing a big one. Meek Mill, Big Boy, T.I., Rick Ross, and more. So this is going to be a huge, huge night.
Yeah. And everybody on the bill is from Atlanta or the Atlanta area. So
yes.
It's a local, big-time hip-hop rap concert at Phillips Arena. It's going to be packed.
T.I.'s real name?
Is Clifford Harris Jr.
Yes! I knew you would get it. Meek Mill, Big Boy, T.I., and Rick Ross. They'll be playing Phillips Arena Saturday night.
Rick Ross's real name?
Rick Ross? I don't know. I didn't research his
William
real name.
William Leonard Roberts II.
You're amazing.
Big Boy, we all know Big Boy, so okay. When's the show again?
That's Saturday night at Phillips Arena. Check it out.
Well, I hail from New England, and I've been a fan of rock music since I've, been a kid. And somehow, I miss this band. It's a rock band from Massachusetts that's been around since the early 80s. Talking about Dinosaur Jr. I'd never heard of them before.
Before this report?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. What did I miss? Maybe I've heard some of their songs. I didn't know who it was.
Did you miss 99X in the 90s? Because Feel the Pain was, I feel, one of the anthems of that radio station. They're one of the godfathers of our alternative rock. And they're back together. They had broken up after they had become really popular and that whole scene sort of evaporated. And then it was Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters who actually said, you guys should probably get back together. Now they're sounding better than ever. They're writing, recording, on the road. This is a wildly successful tour. Feel the Pain. That's a signature song.
I'll catch up on Dinosaur Jr.
Okay,
I've got 30 years to catch up on her.
That's Dinosaur Jr. at the Variety Playhouse Saturday night.
After the weekend's over, for two nights at Variety Playhouse, an artist that was just recently featured on NPR. He was interviewed by David Green a week or so, maybe 2 weeks ago. And I'm talking about Stephen Merritt and his band Magnetic Fields, doing a very unusual performance, I think.
A 50-song memoir. 50 songs. I'm already exhausted. That's a lot.
Well, Stephen Merritt just turned 50, and he decided, what can I do to further my songwriting?
Yeah, one song for each year of his life. I mean, can you imagine going through your life and sort of dissecting what happened each year? It kind of is an interesting concept. They're going to be doing the whole album spread out over two nights at the Variety Playhouse.
Yeah, you get side A, the first 25 songs on Monday night, and side B on Tuesday night.
That's Magnetic Fields, Monday night and Tuesday night at the Variety Playhouse.
That was contributor Mara Davis and Steve Goss. This is 90.1 WABE.